Hey everyone, this is David with Think and Act Locally. I'm here with Neil. He is the owner of Poppy Oaks. I also have Connor over here and Alan, and we're just going to have a chat and see where things take us. So we're really here to highlight the business. We're on Spencer Highway. You want to tell us a little bit more about Poppy Oaks?
Yeah, we opened in 2013. We've been here since then. We're like a family restaurant. We do breakfast and lunch. We open at 5:30 and we close at 2:30. So we don't do dinner or anything like that. But we do a lot of catering, and we're just a hometown restaurant. People come to have coffee. They come back for breakfast. We have a Bible study here for different groups. It's just a good place to come hang out and enjoy the friendship.
Cool. I met Neil through Alan. Alan, you want to tell us the connections here?
Sure. I actually run Blue Skies Over Autism. It's a 501c3 charity for families living with autism. Neil and I have been friends for about 29 years. I think we met in 96, coaching basketball. We originally coached against each other, and then we teamed up later once my oldest son was out of basketball. About that time, when his youngest son started playing, my son was diagnosed with autism. To be honest with you, I was pretty depressed at that point and quit coaching, but Neil came to me, and we went back to get, he convinced me to be a part of a team with him, and we coached for another 7 or 8 years together and did really well and developed a really good friendship. And I'm here today because Connor is part of my Blue Skies Over Autism, and Connor indicated he'd like to get to be employed and be in the workplace. And then I leaned on my friendship with Neil and to ask him if he had a spot for him here, because I knew that what kind of heart that Neil has. And fortunately for everyone, he did give Connor a spot, and Connor's thriving in it. And he's an inspiration for everybody that works here, comes here, or has heard about this place.
Cool. So Connor, how do you like working here?
I like working here a lot.
Cool. What are the types of responsibilities that you have?
I polish silverware, make coffee, clean and put away dishes. And not just that, I also bring out the drinks to the refrigerator, shred potatoes, take care of, expo the food for here and expo the food to go.
That's cool. What's your favorite part?
Favorite part? Doing my favorite part? Check the ticket to see if everything is on the tray correctly.
Oh, that's a very, very important part. So often when I go places now, it never fails that they forget to get something. So I think that that's a very important role.
Right.
Probably the most important role if you're trying to keep your customers happy.
He does a good job of that too.
The reason why I do that is because I don't want the food getting cold.
That's excellent. That's a perfect answer. I can't think of a better answer that right there.
When I have nothing else to do, I just check in the back to see what I can do, to if I can make coffee or help with one with the dishes and stuff, in which most of the time I do the coffee.
That's excellent.
Because a lot of customers keep ordering it.
Yeah. People like to drink coffee, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
They do indeed.
Yeah. No, that's great. I wish more servers or food workers had that same mentality.
Right.
That's great. I spoke with your dad on the phone the other day, and he told me that you also went to school for HVAC work. Is that true?
That's right.
Yeah? Do you have anything that you'd like to tell me about that?
When I last worked for the HVAC company in 2023, I was the warehouse associate, organizing a warehouse, helping customers with orders, receiving deliveries from semi-trucks and box trucks.
That's excellent.
And
did you enjoy that work?
I did enjoy that work. And it was a seasonal. I wish it was permanent, but it had to be seasonal.
Yeah. HVAC, I think, tends to be that way. They're very busy in the summertime, and they don't know what to do with themselves in the wintertime. Right. Yeah. That's great. So, Neil, what do you have to say about Connor's work ethic around here?
You know, when we first hired Connor, I didn't really know a whole lot about the autism, family. But, you know, I think the business owners are really missing out on getting more involved with this group. They're very intelligent people. They do their work chores very good every time. It's not like one day they do it wrong and the next day they do it right. They do it right every time. I think business owners are really missing the boat with autism. You know, they need a chance just like everybody else does. And we have given Connor a chance, and now his brother is working for us as well. And so we're very happy to have Connor. You know, I thought we were going to teach Connor, but actually Connor's teaching us about different things. And, you know, just like he said about trying to take care of the customer, and that's the most important thing in the restaurant business, you know, is making sure that customer is taken care of. And the only way you're going to take care of that customer is having good people in places that are going to do that. And Connor's done a great job. He really has. And he has grown. And, you know, me as a business owner, the thing I want for Connor and is I just want him to succeed. And I want him to do good every day. And I want him to be, you know, come to work, have a job, have a little extra money that he can spend whatever, you know. So we're very proud to have that. And I want to, you know, Alan, me and Alan have been friends for, I guess, 29, 30 years. And, you know, Alan has done a lot for the autism group. You know, Alan has volunteered numerous hours being involved with these families. You know, they go on cruises, they do, we actually cater their Christmas party every year. And when they first had it here, when they first started, Alan came to me and was wanting to know if we could accommodate them. I said, well how many? And we had just started, we had just opened. And he said 50. And I said, yeah, I think we could do 50. Well, now they're having it at a different venue. Mm-hmm. And they have over 250. So that's how much it's grown. And thanks to Alan. And I know there's other volunteers, but I'm just more in tune with Alan and what he does with them. He's done a great job with this, and it's just growing and growing and growing. And actually, my employees want to know, hey, Mr. Neil, can I help you with the autistic, catering? So they love going there. They love doing this. It's really one of our favorite events to do every year. So I just want to take my hat off to Alan and thank him for what he's doing for this group, because he does a lot. And he don't keep score. He don't want the pat on the back. He doesn't. He just does it because he loves doing it. And actually Alan has a son, Kevin, this autistic. So
That's why I'm doing this, is because of my son, excuse me, to leave a legacy for my son and have a place for other people in the autism community to feel like they're normal. And I think that's what Connor does here. When people come in and they see him, it normalizes people like Connor to the rest of society. And I think that's really important. And I just don't, any other autism families that might be watching this, there's hope for you. Like, look, there's some of, like, Kevin will never be able to get a job, I don't think. Maybe at some point, but I doubt it. But if your kid does have the capacity, I'm hoping any business owners that are watching this understand that you can figure out a place where they fit in, where they feel normal. And what you will get out of them, I'll just tag on to what Neil said, is a lot of them are routine-based. So reason why he works here so well, he's very routine. Everything he does, he has a routine. So you tell him what he needs to do here, and he's going to do exactly that. over and over, just like you said, with perfection every time. And I think that's the big thing is where you win as a business owner is you get somebody that's dedicated and doesn't come with a lot of other baggage.
Now, well, one of the things that I heard is you mentioned consistency.
Very consistent. And
I'm a business owner too. And one of the primary things that you want in an employee is consistency. And it seems that Connor delivers that in spades and delivers with excellence in all the things that he does. And consistency, I would say, is one of the, I don't know, maybe it's not missing, but it's in the negative direction these days to where people are consistently not performing or performing badly, or like I said before, with the with other restaurants, how they consistently get your orders wrong. I don't know if you guys have any experience with that, but it's great to see it in a positive light with Connor being consistently doing his job well, making sure that the customers get their food the way that they expect it. And something also that I was thinking about when you were speaking is the he does a great job of making people feel comfortable. A place like this, you mentioned that this is kind of a country diner feel. You know, folks want to be able to come here, have their coffee, relax, feel comfortable. And that's kind of what he's bringing to the table.
You're exactly right. And, you know, another thing that when customers go out to eat, they're going to eat because they don't want to deal with it at home. They want to go out. They want to be serviced, and they want food to be consistent. They want service to be consistent. And I tell you, that's what Connor and all of my employees bring. And that's why that we've been in business since 2013, because that's what customers want. And in the restaurant business, it's a customer service, you know. And if you like I tell my employees, if you bake a cake and you go by the recipe, that cake's going to turn out to be pretty good. But if you take a shortcut and say, well, I'm not going to add sugar, I'm going to save money, and I'm not going to add egg because I'm going to save money, well, that recipe, because you didn't follow it, that cake doesn't turn out very well. So that's what I try to tell the employees, that do not take shortcuts with customers. Do not do that. And, you know, Connor's always willing to help, and he's willing to go the extra mile to see if my servers need some assistance, which they do at times when we get really busy. Mm-hmm. So, and I think what Connor does, it other employees see that. And I think it's just, it just kind of rubs off on people. So, like I said earlier, you know, I thought we were going to be able to teach Connor stuff, but actually Connor's teaching us. And that's a good feeling. So he really brings a lot to the table.
It sounds to me like Connor's maybe the secret ingredient in the recipe to deliver a good local dining experience.
He does. And, you know, you can give him a chore and you'll tell him, say, I want it done exactly this way. And like Alan said, he's very consistent on doing it that way every time.
That's great.
Can I ask Connor a question? Do you mind?
Yeah. No, sure.
Hey, Connor, tell us how he is as a boss. How do you like having Neil as your boss?
I like him good.
Is he fair to you? Is he nice?
He's nice.
Is he funny?
Sometimes. Well,
yeah, I know maybe. What you mean there.
Maybe sometimes.
He put you on the spot.
But when he asks for being off, we always try to accommodate him. You know, Connor came to me and said, well, he was needing off for basketball.
Yeah.
And then we said, well, okay, we'll see if we can work it out. But then he came back and said, because I think he felt bad that he was going to be taking off a little bit more time than he really needed to. So he came to me and said, Mr. Neil, I'm not going to play basketball. I'm going to work.
But now that my brother did get the job, he let me do basketball by covering my shift.
So I told Connor, I didn't want him to miss basketball because of work, because I knew it meant so much to him. So that's when we hired his brother to come in and fill the spot for Connor when he was not here. So.
Connor's anyway. A good solution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we worked it out.
Connor, what would you say to the customers here that come to Poppy Oaks. What would you tell them about this business? Why should they come here?
What I tell the customers to do after handing out all the food to them is please enjoy.
That's and he does. He does.
And what about your coworkers? You like your coworkers?
I do like my coworkers, such as Tyler, Erica, Lindsay, Jasmine, Jesse.
Just between us, do you have a favorite? I won't say anything.
We won't tell nobody.
I like Erica because she's really nice.
That's good. We won't tell.
How about Leo? You like Leo?
I do like Leo, indeed.
Leo is he's a manager here,
and
Leo's been cooking for about 40 years. I mean, really 40 years. Well, Connor will see him cooking a hamburger or doing something back on the grill, and Connor goes and he reminds him, "Hey, you need to make sure that you put the seasoning on that hamburger, and it's almost done." So he is really watching everybody. So anyway,
like behind the counter, if I had nothing else to do, but still check.
Yeah, he still tries to check out everybody.
Check out the back.
Cool. Well, Alan, you want to introduce?
This is Kev, or Big Kev, that most people call him, for obvious reasons. Tell everybody hi, Kev. Stick your hand up, Sam. I'm all high. Is that how you get that? This is why we started Blue Skies Over Autism. He's the founding.
Did you wave at him?
Yeah, he's a founding member of Blue Skies Over Autism. Without Kevin, I would have never been blessed enough to understand and know this world and be able to give back.
Cool. Neil, you want to tell us, you also own, what was it, No Name Barbecue?
No Name Barbecue.
You
want
to tell us a little
bit? It's been there since 83. I bought it in 17. It's a small barbecue restaurant. It's over on 225 and South Pasadena Boulevard in the northern part of Pasadena. It's been there for, like I said, 83. It's old school. I mean, we cook it on site. We cook with wood. We don't put it in warmers, and we don't fix it off site and put it in warmers and let it sit there. It's done right off the pit. It's a very good place to eat. We do a lot of catering. We're really in tune with the plant, and they do safety meetings and stuff like that. So we're in tune with the catering and So
how'd you get into the restaurant business?
You know, that's a good question. Now, my aunt and uncle, I'm from Mississippi, and my aunt and uncle owned a little grocery store there, and it was very small, but the workers would come in at lunch and ask my aunt to make them a sandwich or whatever, and she would start doing that, and I would go down there in the summer to kind of help out. I was probably more in the way than helping, but I just enjoyed being around people that came in, they were eating and talking and telling jokes and just having a good time. And that I always liked that. So when I moved to Texas, I said, you know, one day I'm gonna try to open up a restaurant. And I have a theory, and I have a plan that I think would really work, because a lot of stuff is all franchised up now. And I don't know if that's even a word, but that's the word I use. It's just franchised up. And I'm not saying all of them do this, but seems like you don't get the personal touch as you do here. At Poppy Oaks and at No Name. I just think people really enjoy coming and enjoy eating and having, you know, the fellowship here. And also over at the barbecue place. My son is the manager over at the barbecue place. So it's a good feeling to have your son involved. My wife is involved here at Poppy Oaks. So anyway, it's a family owned and operated, and that's just who we are. We're not a five-star restaurant by any means, but we can do five-star things. We can do it as good as anybody. So
Not five star, but you're an all star.
All star. I don't know about that, but we try hard. You know, we're not perfect, but we have a lot of good customers, and our customers really, really love coming here, and we love our customers too. So, yeah.
Cool. What brought you to Texas?
Well, I just came to visit. I just came to visit, and you never left. My aunt and uncles live here, and I got cousins here, and I just came to visit for a week, and I just liked it, and staying. And my mom and dad got a little upset with me because they didn't want me to move to Texas. I was 17 years old, you know, but I just felt like this was where I needed to be, and it's just more opportunity here, than I did back in Mississippi. I love going to Mississippi. I hope one day I can move back to Mississippi and maybe retire there. But this is my home here. And this is where we have raised a family. We've been married 38 years. We got two kids. So Texas is my home now. Love Texas.
That's cool.
There's something that we didn't talk about with Connor that's important to know. Connor's actually a triplet.
Okay.
That's his brother over there. He's not on the spectrum, and he has a sister, Rosie, that is on the spectrum as well.
Yeah, come on, Liam.
Just say hi. Yeah, you can go sit next to Tom.
Hello, I'm Liam. Yep, I'm technically the youngest of the three. We were all born 2 minutes apart. So, but yeah, Connor is the oldest, and then our sister Rosie, who's also on the spectrum, is the middle, and then I was last.
And Rosie's super talented at music. She's really good at playing the guitar and singing and things like that. She's not real vocal at times, but all of the beauty inside of her comes out in her music.
And Lim went to you went to college, right?
Yes.
And you so you can tell them about that.
I went to college at A&M in Galveston, so not too far away. I got a degree in marine science down there. I just recently graduated in December, so it's been a nice big step in my life, but sort of still trying to figure out the next one. But I'm looking at going back doing grad school here next semester, still with A&M. So
tell them where your parents met too.
My parents met they met when they were in the Navy, so yeah, they both served in the military, so it's pretty cool, I'd say.
Cool. Thanks for sharing.
Yes.
All right.
And their families, they come in the restaurant a lot and on the weekends, and you know, I know they feel very, very, very proud of their sons working and doing things that they like doing, and I know it makes them feel proud. And, you know, again, on Alan, Alan doesn't like the spotlight a lot. He really doesn't. He doesn't ask for it. But Alan, you know, he was probably one of the best basketball coaches around for the youth. But it wasn't all about basketball that we taught. And then more Alan taught than me. I just kind of followed his lead. But, you know, Alan would make the playbooks for these kids. And these kids were, what, 8, 9, 10, 11?
I think we started out at 8, and I probably...
Young kids.
The latest, they got to about 16 by the time we stopped coaching.
But, you know, but it was all about being a good student. It was all about being a good leader in your neighborhood, in your community, being kind to people. So it wasn't all about basketball, and it wasn't all about winning, but those theories that we brought to these kids, now you look at them and they're grown, they've got kids, and they're grown up to be fine young men. And we just thank the good Lord that we were part, maybe a 16th of their life, that we said something to them one day that kind of stuck with them. And that's our pay that we got. Right? Would you agree that would be the pay that we got?
Well, you know, like I said, when Kevin was diagnosed, I really envisioned coaching him at that point as he got older. But
obviously that didn't happen. And I just felt like God gave me a different type of a team to coach, you know, and we have to teach these kids about living in a world with everybody. We're very diverse in our, when we coach basketball, all those kids, that everybody was equal. We taught them their roles, just like if they had a job. You know, at a job, you may be the president, you may be someone in the middle, you may be the janitor. You've got to figure out what you can do and do best and work on that and improve, and to the point where you can, where you go to your boss and say, I want more. You know, I want more responsibility and things like that. And then moving over to the autism group, the same thing. I wanted everybody to have a place where they felt normal, where they felt like their children's behavior in front of everybody else was no big deal, no matter what they did, because we've all seen it and done it and lived it. And again, we're very diverse. And when I say that, I mean from the spectrum, like whether you're low functioning or high functioning or in between, culturally, racially, whatever. We're just one big family that's delivering a message to the autism community that we belong and that we can prosper. And that's why I'm so proud of Connor for setting the example now to being able to go out and get a job. And there's been others. We had one of our group pass away that actually worked down at PetSmart, Richard Lang, they were gracious enough to employ him, and he did a great job there. Again, for me, out of this, if we could get more employers to feel like this is a good idea, this brings awareness, I'd like to be a part of that. And whether it just be a part-time job or whatever it is, to be able to offer something for these kids to be a part of normal society is really all that any of us could ever ask for. And I'm sure any of the parents out there watching that would be in a situation like that, somebody would do what Neil's done. And I'm not asking everybody to call Neil. I'm just saying that if somebody would do what he's done and give their kid a chance like that, it could make a huge difference for that family.
Contact information for people who are interested in either way. Either if you want to, you guys can reach out to me and I'll make the connections. David@thinkandactlocally.com. You can find my email and phone number and stuff on our website, thinkandactlocally.com. I'll make the connections if you want to share any of your contact information or the website or anything.
They can email me at alan.fowler@bluesskiesoverautism.com at bluesskiesoverautism.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you want to contact me as well, you can hit me at catering@poppyoaksgrill.com. And I'd be glad to answer any questions if you have any concerns. You know, we all need to work together on this, and we really do. And I'm going to say it again. I think business owners are missing out by not employing the autism community. I really do. I really, from my heart. And like I said, they can bring a lot to your company. They can bring a lot to your employees. They can bring a lot of happiness to your company. And anyway.
They can open a lot of hearts, open a lot of minds.
Can. And it's a good feeling to see them, you know, come to you and you're trying to teach them something and they blossom into an awesome employee. And it really does. It makes me feel good. I don't need a pat on the back about it. I don't. But if I had a chance to hire other people like these two guys, I mean, I would do it in a heartbeat. So, anyway.
Okay. Anything else anybody want to share?
Connor, you got? I'm good. Connor, you got anything you want to say that you didn't say?
More about running the food. Each and every time I run the food on a heavy tray, I always use the tray jack, no matter if there are a lot of empty tables. Even though the servers don't really use it.
You told me your favorite food the other day. What was it?
The burger. And the burgers really smell good here.
That's great.
And what'd you like about the hash browns over fries?
The hash browns tasted amazing, too.
And you said something like you liked them better because they don't touch oil?
They don't touch oil, right. They get cooked on the griddle.
Got it.
That's great.
Yeah, he got it figured out. Connor knows a lot about the cooking, and he knows what's up. So,
well, that's great. Anyway,
yeah.
Well, I appreciate you guys given us a little insight into the community you've built here at Poppy Yolks. Connor, I really appreciate you sharing your story with us. And Alan, thank you for introducing me to these guys.
Thank you.
That's all we're trying to do here at Think and Act Locally is to highlight the various communities. Just want to highlight the productive members of society. Let's try to encourage one another to build the communities that we all want. Make it a great day. We'll catch you later.
Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome, man. Thank y'all.
That's really good, David.
Awesome. You did good.